Welcome to the Avenue Mama podcast, where we explore the avenues of motherhood, mindset, and mompreneurship. I know you're a busy mama, so during each show, I've built in time for you to apply the tip or lesson to your life while you listen. I'm your host, Annie Vovant, mother of two, and this podcast was created because mom guilt is real, and so are our dreams. So let's get rid of mom guilt once and for all. Girl, let's get started. Hey, Mama, welcome back. I'm so excited to share the interview with Rachel Peterson. She is somebody that I admire for her authentic self, her unapologetic way of showing up on social media, especially her TikTok. I came by way of Rachel Peterson probably about a year and a half ago, and I was looking to see what this whole TikTok thing was, and someone recommended her in a Facebook group. And at the time, she responded that she was just starting out and starting to offer some trainings on it, and so I signed up as like a beta member. And so in this interview, you will find that she is all about showing up on TikTok without dancing, without shaking your booty, without making it about thirst traps, as we talk about creating content that is authentic to ourself and who we are and who we are about, and how you can 100% get clients from TikTok. Yes, she shares these incredible clients that she has secured because of TikTok. Now, if you haven't started a TikTok account, we are challenging you to do so. She has a free training, and I will put the link in my show notes. And so I just want you to enjoy Rachel Peterson. She is super sweet, down to earth. And I think my favorite part was how we ended it. I was able to put her in the hot seat. And I think I'm going to do this with all my guests. I did this with Jamie Troll a couple episodes ago. And once I do this exercise, I want you to do the same thing as if I'm interviewing you. You'll see what that's all about towards the end. So Rachel Peterson, she is the queen of social media. She's the founder and CEO of the award-winning social media marketing agency, The Viral Touch. She is also the founder and CEO of Social Media United. Rachel is a top social media marketer and consultant, a worldwide viral sensation, leading authority on storytelling through social media and Facebook ads. Rachel's journey began in 2016 while working in her 9-to-5, actually it was her 8-to-5 day job. Within 6 months, she replaced her income and built a clientele she loved working with. Rachel is also a mother to 3 beautiful children and a wife to her supportive husband. Here's my interview with Rachel Peterson.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. There might be other mamas in or just been excited to see you. Thank you so much for your time today. I know that I'm just having a moment. I'm just so honored that you have time for us today. So thank you so much. I'm Annie and I am in Los Angeles. I have 2 young kids and I have a community called Avenue Mama. And we are moms looking to scale our business, grow, get out of our own way. Everybody suffers from imposter syndrome. Everybody is trying to do all of this. And so what a treat to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. How old are your kids, by the way?
5 and 7.
Oh, those are fun ages. It's starting to ramp up in intensity, isn't it?
Yeah. And I know you have 3s. Yep. So how old are they?
We have 10, 6, and 3. So kind of a big age gap between or amongst all of them, but it's fun. It's intense. I love being a mom. Doesn't always go perfectly. Nothing is ever according to plan, but it's awesome. So I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much for asking me.
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. And I connected with you. I would say, obviously it was pre-pandemic. It was right around your first beta round of the TikTok course. It was in Boss Mom's Facebook group and someone was just like, what is this TikTok thing? And you had said that you were like diving in, and I swear you had maybe 10,000 TikTokers at the time. And you were, you're like, yeah, I know how I started my journey, but it was like the tutorials you were doing, like, how can I create 5 TikToks in 5 minutes? So that was kind of when I entered, I bought your beta course and so forth. And now you're here. And I know you've got something going on with TikTok next week, but let's, if we can just overview your TikTok journey so that moms know that you are invited into this space as a business owner as well.
For sure. So thanks for having me, everyone. I'm super excited. One of the things that I will say is when I talk about TikTok, I think it's really helpful to explain to moms, like, I do have kids. I don't always feel like my life looks super glamorous. I have intentional, cute vignettes in my house because the rest of the house doesn't always look TikTok worthy, depending on what's going on in our house that day. Yeah. And one of the things I like to talk about too is sometimes I think people can really crush it on TikTok if their life looks really cool or if they're posting like the thirst trap stuff. But I wanted to see, can you build a TikTok following without having to show your booty or anything like that? Like, can I show just my normal life and things that people resonate with? And can I talk about business on this platform? I joined TikTok about 2 years ago, and I actually joined it. One of my good friends, her name's Annie Grace, and she wrote several best-selling books that are amazing. They're books all about like quitting alcohol, kicking addiction. And she is one of my favorite people. She's so fun, but she's very private. And she said, Rachel, you've got to check out this platform. You're such a goofball. I think that you would have so much fun here. And I said, okay, so it's singing and dancing. At least that's what I thought it was only at the time. And I said, right, singing and dancing, you know what? Sign me up. I'll try it. And when I tried it, no one in business was doing it. And so I was just creating these TikToks. A lot of them were very cringy and I still have them up. It's kind of an embarrassing walk down memory lane.
No, not at all.
It was wild. So 2 years ago I started, and it was within about 6 months to 10 months that we started seeing like consistent growth. We started noticing that like we were getting traffic for our business from TikTok directly. We started having people say like, can we have Rachel speak at our event? We saw her on TikTok. And that's when my team realized, oh, we think this platform has some serious legs. And that was a year and a half ago. And over this last year and a half, we've now grown. This is still so surreal for me to say, but we've grown to, 828,000 followers. We reach anywhere from 5 to 15 million video views per month, which blows my mind. companies like American Express have reached out because of TikTok. We partnered with American Express and Square, and so many amazing opportunities have come directly from TikTok for business. It's wild.
Yeah. It's wild. And that's why I would love for you just to like have a come to Jesus moment with our mom boss owners, right? Not mom boss owners, but mom business owners. Yeah. I've used the word mompreneur. I have no shame using that because I think running a business and being a mom, you cannot separate the two, or at least I don't identify. I feel like there's a need to identify the challenges that only moms know, as well as only business owners know. So can you just have a moment and just like, okay, you have a business. Like, what would you say to them if you could just shake them up as a mom? Yes. As someone who's trying to like get more reach.
Yep, absolutely. So one of the things that I will tell you is if you look at any of my social media, please do not be intimidated by how much content we create. My job is to test things, to try things, to see what's working each and every day, every week, every month. And I do it so that other people don't have to. If I were starting over again, or if I were trying to scale my business and I didn't have to be on all social media, I would only pick two platforms. And the two platforms I would pick would be TikTok and YouTube. Those are the two platforms I would pick. I know, isn't that wild?
And I love this. Yeah.
TikTok is the one that I would choose for immediate growth and gains and lead gen and fast return on time spent on it. YouTube is a long-term, slow-sprouting platform. So I would do YouTube like once a week and just put it out there. And then I would get really active on TikTok. Now, here are some of the reasons why TikTok is such a great opportunity for moms. Number one, we're all busy, right? Like, can I please get an amen? Is everyone here super busy? We just went into the activities season. I see like we've got Carol, and Carol's in the car, like driving to and from places. Yeah. And I feel that so hard because that's what our life is.
Ruchi has like a 10-month-old. Ruchi, you put in the chat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right? And when you're super busy, you have to ask yourself, is this content leveraged? Meaning, can I create a piece of content once and it's seen by many people many times, even beyond when I create that piece of content? And that's how we choose which platforms we prioritize. And TikTok is one where you're not just going to be seen by the initial people that see the content you put out there, but your videos can actually go viral. At first we tested and it was weeks, then it became months. And now we have content that's going viral from over a year ago. And wow. So your content can perform for a long time.
Don't get in an accident. I know there's a lot of
I know. I'll assume you're just clapping the whole time and excited, but keep your hands on the wheel. So she's like, I'm a pro. I've got this. But the thing that I love about TikTok is that it's a chance to just be very real. A lot of times I know on like Instagram, I like Instagram a lot. I think it's really fun, but sometimes there's this pressure to like put forward this perfect life. And gosh, my life is not very Pinterest worthy. My life is not very Instagram worthy. I'm not good at decorating. I don't put together cute outfits. I actually like will ask people, how's this look for photo shoots and stuff. And so what I love about TikTok is it's the first time that I'm seeing normal people showing up on my feed. Normal people, sometimes with that, you know, the big wild bun that you wear when it's a crazy day, or a hat, and you'll see
like
a video
minutes ago. Yep.
Right. And you see that, and it just feels so normal to see that. It's people being very authentic, sharing things, struggles, their stories, their expertise that they've learned without feeling the need to posture or be super polished. So there's my come to Jesus moment, because for me, it's the place where I feel like I can be the most myself.
No, thank you for that. And just starting out, I think people have this misconception as it is a dancing tween thing. But once TikTok knows you, for those who have yet making that leap, it really knows you. I am obsessed with just the creativity that is out there. So what would you say would be like a first starting video? Like, I love to challenge the moms here and just be like, okay, you have 48 hours. Like, let's go start a TikTok. And what would you say what the first one would be? Like something easy back behind the scenes. What do you think would be the first thing you would tell someone to do?
So one of my favorite types of content that's pretty easy, because like, I'm not very good at dancing. I have to sit and spend 30. it's learned. I work really hard. So like, I'll spend 30 minutes learning a dance. That is not what I would recommend for creating content. I do that when I need to get like my workout in. I do that when I'm feeling kind of bored with life. Like, I'll sit, you know, on the sidelines at a soccer game and learn a dance. Like in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm 1, 2, 3, 4. And then when I get home, I'm like, I've got to try this. So I would not recommend having to learn like dancing or singing or lip syncing or anything super creative. There are sometimes little things that you can do that will crush it. And I'm going to give you guys a few examples. Number one, what are 5 things that your dream clients or customers need to know about your industry? That's a great one to do. The second one I love to do is taking on myths or total lies in your industry. So here are 3 of the lies that people say. Here are 3 big truths in those lies faces. And I love that kind of content. And it really is going to intentionally bring in the right people who are like, oh, this speaks to me. Thank you so, so, so much. And then I like to do quick little, here's a quick tip. And so a quick tip is awesome, because then people are like, oh, I can implement this right now. And I'm going to follow this account because this is so impactful for me. So whether it's a mindset shift or a little thing that they can do real fast that gets a big result, those are ways to make people just say, this is who I want to follow.
I love that. And so you've been around many, many blocks of seeing entrepreneurs grow and scale. And I wanted to ask you, can you anticipate who is going to take it next level? And if so, what kind of qualities or habits have they implemented in their life for them to be successful? Because I think that would really help us all kind of figure this all out.
Definitely. I have some good news here. if you've ever seen someone who's like the most creative, the most talented, the most whatever, like put in all the superlatives from high school or whatever, that is not the indication they are going to become the most successful on TikTok. It is usually the people who are consistent, who build a raving audience. Even if they're not getting those mega virals, they're slowly and quietly building this consistent audience who's like, I love all this content. And they're getting poised for massive growth down the road, which is really exciting. So consistency, I can tell usually if someone's going to crush it just based on how consistent they are. So pick a pace, stick with it. whether that's 3 videos a week, or if you're like, I'm obsessed with this platform, 1 video a day, Monday through Friday, and then don't push yourself to the brink or else you will burn out. So just be the most consistent. So if you're going to pick a superlative, pick most consistent. The second thing is authenticity. When someone is like authentically themselves, even if it's not what's popular, even if it's not something that seems like this is what everyone else is doing, I'm like, ooh, there's something magical about this person. And I feel pulled to want to connect with them. I don't always necessarily see this magnetic spark from the people who are what would be deemed the most popular in every other situation, but authenticity shines on TikTok. So be yourself, even if you're like, who the heck would like this? There's someone who's going to say, I love you just being you, even if it doesn't have a million views. And then the third thing, I think I already said 3, but the last thing that I want to share is, see, that's the baby brain still kicks in like 3 years later. Right. I don't know if it's ever going to be fixed.
And the baby hairs too. I'm like 7 years out. Right. Does that really? You're 10 years out because the baby your hair looks amazing.
So true. With hair, I will say I have a unique advantage. I used to be a hairstylist. So I literally spent, you know, $25,000 to learn how to do hair professionally. And so that's my secret advantage to great hair almost every day. So that's a secret advantage.
Well, for those who may not know this part of your journey is that I saw a post recently that you shared that you would savor those $6 tips. Yeah. So that you would have money. And I know that you have walked a journey into creating a life for you when you're a single mom until, you know, all that. So I love that you share all that, by the way. I know that we're like talking to the now you, but I just kind of want to bring it back and really appreciate how much you share of those days. I don't know why I'm getting all emotional, because there's just not a lot of people who are willing to do that. I think there's a lot of shiny gems out there and like, I made a 7-figure business overnight. And you're not that. You're like, listen, right? Yeah. And so I just want to appreciate and thank you for that. And so the hair looks great. And I was like, of course, she's a hairstylist. And I knew that.
Right. Yeah. Life hack, just go to hair school and then you'll always have awesome hair. No, but actually you have great hair too. So what's wild though about TikTok is it's a chance to let the parts of you show that you maybe haven't been used to sharing before. So for example, like I can't be the only one who's felt pressure to act like you have things figured out on different platforms. And because not everybody in the business world followed me on TikTok, they didn't even have accounts. I was like, oh, this is my safe place. This is where I can just totally be myself. And then before you know it, people were like, oh, I watched all your TikToks this weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it actually turns out it built better relationships. It brought new opportunities. One of my clients, this is still kind of wild to say, especially when you know my journey. But one of my clients is Dean Graziosi. And it's so exciting. It's so wild. They do $150 million per year. And I sat down with their team to train their marketing team. And they're like, we watched all your TikToks. And I was like, oh no, which ones? They were like, all of them. And I was kind of mortified, but a little bit. I was like, even the ones where like said that one thing. Yeah, definitely that one. We watched that a few times. Oh my gosh. But the beautiful thing was I thought, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they hired me in spite of it or despite that. And they said, Rachel, we watched all of your TikToks before we hired you. And we were like, this is exactly who we want to work with. And what's beautiful about TikTok is it was a leverage point where, and most people will experience this, it's a leverage point where suddenly you say, I want to be more myself in every avenue of my life.
Oh, that's incredible. And so for those who are starting their journey into that, I know there's a big part of imposter syndrome. Do you still feel that? And if so, how do you manage it?
Yes, I totally do. And I'll share some like the behind the scenes stories because it's so wild. I will say that with imposter syndrome, it's kind of like new levels in parenting. You know how as soon as you master like one routine and one age, you're like, I've got this. I am an awesome parent. And then like the next week you go into a new season and then you're like, wow, I know nothing. The same thing happens in business. And so as you grow and you're like, okay, this thing that used to be really hard for me and I felt like an imposter doing, I can do it now. And it's awesome. And it's great. And I feel like I'm on top of the world. And then the next week, a bigger challenge comes. So there are many facets of business that I'm like, we're rocking this. It's awesome. I feel confident jumping into it. And then, for example, we are actually this week signing like a huge book deal with one of my dream publishers and actually my dream publisher. And that experience kicked up every single feeling of imposter syndrome I've ever had. So the coolest thing that I ever learned, and I think that this was really helpful, was that imposter syndrome doesn't ever really go away. You just become stronger, and it follows you from one level to the next, kind of like parenting and kind of like a video game.
Are your kids home right now? Because at school, or as far as parenting goes, I'm just kind of switching gears real quick. Because that is a huge thing to balance as you are, like you just had the TED talk and then now the book. So how does that play into everything?
So my two oldest are in school, just normal full-time. And their school went back to full-time a few months ago, which was really awesome. This is a huge decision that we made years ago. We decided to trade some profitability to actually hire my husband's mom full-time as our nanny for our youngest. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful for the sacrifices that she makes so that we can keep showing up and impacting the world. And she's impacting our family and thus impacting the world through that. Doesn't mean that they're the two oldest. You'd think like, oh, they, I'm sure that they behave. No, they don't behave when it's time to film. They're like, mom, like across the house. I've been on a sales call with an 8-figure business. And one of my kids walked in and was like, mom, can I make myself some mac and cheese? And I was like, oh, this is my kid. This is my life. Welcome. Hi. I'm so happy. And it's really interesting because it does help having my 3-year-old at my mother-in-law's house until I finish up the workday. But there's still, there are challenges at every single age. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of really scared of the tween years. Have you wrapped your head around that? That's where I'm really like, I'll hug my oldest as a boy and I'll hug him and I'll be like, and I say audibly, one day this is going to end. And he's like, no, mama, no. And I was just, and it will, you know? And so what phase of parenting are you dreading, or do you dread it at all coming up?
I don't necessarily dread it. Our oldest was like born a teenager, which was super fun. She was pretty much just like born a little sassy and a little bit like cool. So I never seemed that cool to her, if that makes sense. And so I feel like that is prepping me for it. You know, I don't really dread any part of any phase. We did just go into a new phase with tons of activities, and I had a full on breakdown in my closet last night, bawled on the floor in my closet. I was like, I'm letting everyone down. I'm failing as a mom. It didn't sound like that though. It sounded more like, right. And so, and then I cried for 20 minutes, ate some chocolate, got on with cooking dinner because everyone still had to eat. And then I created a new plan and I'm like, let's hope that this works, because it doesn't feel like I have it all figured out. So there's no season I really dread. It's kind of more like, oh man, what is this going to bring forward? What is this going to challenge me to, or rather, who is this going to challenge me to become? But I know that those transitions don't always feel very cool. It is a lot. There's a lot of crying and planning and testing and things not working and nights where I wonder, am I doing okay? And then remembering like the kids will be fine.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I think dread is probably the worst word I could use. I think it was just kind of being scared of that relationship, because you've come, you know, we've built that up so much and it's inevitable. You know, of course they're going to be detached. You want them to be independent. Of course they're going to find their own footing. You want that. And I think maybe because I had kids so much later in life, I had my boy at 39, my daughter at 41.
Yeah.
So I'm at 46 right now. And it's just one of those things where you just kind of think of how I was to my parents. I mean, I'm the youngest of 7. And so that's really, there's a lot to unpack there as far as, you know, how much time I got with them and their age and so forth. And so I think that, you know, that's great to say that it's just like, with everything new, you're just going to find a way. And a good cry in chocolate is always a really good thing too. I wanted to see if I can do this final exercise with you that I love to do with my moms to help them get unstuck. And it's just pretending that it's 5 years from now and you and I cross each other at an airport and you're just going to give me an update of your life as if everything you've already wanted came to be, as if the book, whatever, all that. And you're just going to have this conversation as though it's happened. Are you down for that?
Let's do it.
Okay, ready? Ready? All right, 3, 2, 1. Oh my gosh, Rachel, it's so good to see you. Where are you flying off to?
Andy, I'm so excited. We are actually going to Hawaii for a month. I don't know if you knew that, but every year we go to Hawaii for a month. And it's amazing.
Yeah, which island are you off to next?
Oahu, which is our favorite island. And 6 years ago, we decided that we were going to spend a month every year, and it's finally here, and oh, it's so great. And we've really earned this month. We're taking the kids. It's going to be an amazing time, and we are completely disconnected from the world of social media this entire month.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I just walked by the newsstand. I mean, congratulations. Another New York Times bestseller. How many is that now?
Two, which is pretty cool. So my first two weren't New York Times bestsellers, but they did well. And it was so exciting. And those led to the New York Times bestselling books. And we're going to just keep going at the pace of a book per year. And it's fun. And man, it is challenging though, to put these books out one a year and just, it's like clockwork.
You did it. And how's everything going with your agency, that unlock in the last few years that happened for you?
The biggest unlock over these last five years for me was really getting to that point where we crossed $10 million. That is one of the most challenging leaps. And it's so wild to think back 5 years ago, right when we were in that moment of scaling and recognizing, whoo, this is the hard part. This is the part that most people back away from and decide to play small. And we decided, let's play bigger. Let's go bigger with this so we can hire more people so that we can impact more lives and have more leverage every day.
So what did that take from you?
It almost took a reinvention. It's almost like going through the fire and letting go of all of the parts of me that I selfishly wanted to hold on to. The parts of me that were resisting change and growth and discipline and next level strategies. And it also required me not being so hard on myself. It required me having a lot of grace for myself, for my team, and for my family.
Yeah. Did you pull someone up from your team from within, or did you bring someone on to get you there?
We pulled our entire leadership team up, and it is amazing. Watching Kellyanne's growth from being 24 years old to turning 29, she's almost 30, and seeing her develop into this strong, confident leader, and she took over several departments. It's been so great. She is a blessing in my entire life. We got to watch Jess and Tom and even my husband, Paul, step into a new level of leadership of their character.
Crazy.
Yeah.
He was on that magazine cover. Which one was it? Which one was it?
It was Forbes. It was
Forbes, wild.
Oh my gosh. Seeing my entire team on that cover together.
Yeah.
That was everything I've ever hoped and dreamed of.
And then that interview you got, was it Oprah?
Was it Oprah? Yeah. How'd you know? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? I saw her last week.
It was Oprah.
Yeah. Thanks for introducing me to her, by the way.
She called me Rach, and I was like, yes, we are best friends. Thank you. It was awesome.
And, you know, anything on the retail or e-commerce space that like you thought about putting up, but you finally did in the last 5 years, did you do anything in that retail space or e-commerce space?
In the last 5 years, I didn't launch anything, but just wait until you see what's coming over the next 5 years. Oh my gosh, we're going to be taking over the e-commerce. We're going to be taking over Target. So it's going to be great.
Well, I don't want you to miss your flight. I mean, I know you have a private plane anyway, but have a good time.
I actually just fly first class and then we put the kids in coach. It's great. Annie, where are you going, by the way?
Oh, yeah. I'm on my way to Bali. We're having a retreat. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Amazing. Maybe I'll just actually skip out on Hawaii and come join you in Bali. That sounds amazing.
Well, you should, because you're the keynote. So.
Perfect. Oh my gosh, this is all working out wonderfully. I love this.
Yeah, just so you know, like in 5 days, you'll be meeting Molly. Thank you, Rachel. I really appreciate that. And I can't wait. And I love that you should tell Kellyanne what's in store. She's been great. I love that for you to have somebody who you can count on.
She's amazing. I don't know if I would tell her yet, but we've dropped some breadcrumbs. And I've said, have you ever thought about being like a chief executive officer? Or like, have you ever thought about like leading an entire company or a division? And she's like, oh, I feel so small and I feel so little. And I'm like, well, you're not, you're just a shorter human, and that's okay. And you can step into this role. You know, it's pretty cool.
And for those who haven't hired, what qualities of Kellyanne were just like, because I know it's like, if it's not a hell yes, mm-hmm. it's a hell no. So were there any qualities? And
yeah, so a couple of things that I look for are kindness. Kindness is huge, and you can't hire just kindness. You have to find kindness. I actually hire kindness and integrity over skills. I'd rather train someone in on the skills. If they're kind, if they tell the truth and they're honest and they own their mistakes, that's everything. And the third thing is like just being like an enjoyable person to connect with. So those are the three things that we look for over skills, over over anything else.
Yeah, for sure. And then do you want to tell us about your challenge next week?
Yeah. So it's actually Friday. On Friday, we are hosting a training all about TikTok, how to use TikTok for business. And that is, I'm really excited about it. It's going to be anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. And people will walk away from this free training with actionable steps that they can literally implement that day if they want to. So I go overboard. I'll probably lose my voice after that training because I go wild and do some like tactics and stuff. We're going to have some serious fun though. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you, Rachel. And we'll put all the stuff in our show notes. And so thank you for your time.
Annie, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
Hey, Mama. I hope you enjoyed that. How sweet and down to earth is Rachel Peterson? What a treat to have her. Okay, so I hope you're motivated to start a TikTok account. And so I'm going to make this even more fun. The first 10 people that start a new account because of Rachel's interview, you're going to DM me and I'm going to give you something so good as a reward. The first 10 people DM me Bali and their TikTok handle, I will send you a gift card. So I can't wait to see who shows up and plays. You can find Rachel Peterson on Instagram as the Mrs. Peterson with an E-N on the end, and on TikTok as Rachel Peterson. I put together a TikTok guide for moms who don't want to dance. And so this is a list of my favorite TikTok content creators based on different industries, because as you guys know, I binge on my TikTok. So I will show you my favorite content creators, and then you can get ideas and inspiration from them, as well as what equipment I have, what editing software I use, and how I make all the things that I use for TikToks as well as Reels. You can snag that at avenuemama.com/TikTok. So avenuemama.com/TikTok. And I want to encourage you to get on TikTok ASAP. After this episode, you know you got to run to your phone and do that. Thank you so much for being here. And it would mean the world to me if you just took 10 seconds or 20 seconds out of your day to rate and review this podcast. And it would allow us to reach more mamas who could be stuck and feel overwhelmed and feel like they don't know their next steps in their business. And this podcast covers so much. We're covering mindset and motherhood and businesses for moms. So would you do me a favor and rate and review this podcast? I'd really appreciate it. I so appreciate you spending the time with me today. You can find me at Avenue Mama. And I just love interacting with you and getting to know you in my DMs. And I'm also on Clubhouse at Annie Vovan. That's Annie like the orphan, Vovan, V as in Victor, O, V as in Victor, A, N as in Nancy. Yep, that's how I spell my name everywhere I go. I say Annie as in the orphan, and I always make someone smile by doing that. So it makes me happy to do that. All right, friend, I will see you soon. Take care.